Okay, man. I'm thinking of a segment today where Dave Gagmount Dave Gagmount and Steve Bozell. What is the idea, Dave?
The idea that I've got, Phil.
Testing 1, 2.
The idea that I have, Phil, is that me, Dave Gagmount, and is this the voice?
I think it is, yeah. Let me see. I think it's Dave Gagmount's voice. Where are you, bitch?
Yeah, no, that's fine. So go ahead.
And the great thing about the gentlemen great thing have about, seats.
Yeah.
Well, I just know that this guy Bozell says that he came up with the advertising slogan.
We got Steve over in line 3. Steve, how you doing?
I'm real good, Mr. Henry. Mr. Gagmount, how are you?
Yeah, real good. What is this? When I came up with the Dave Gagmount have a seats, gentlemen have a seats. This is a mobile toilet where you're able to relieve yourself and also, you know, and it's Dave Gagmount's gentlemen have a seats.
Now, okay. A full year before you come on the Mr. Henry show.
No, wait a minute.
Steve, what are you saying a full year?
Wait a minute. I was back 2 years ago. I'm pretty sure I came on.
You're pretty sure, huh?
Wait a minute, will you? I came on. I said I wanted to do a segment. Steve Bozell relaxes. It's Steve Bozell. And I relax in a tub because I was taking a tub.
Okay, that's fine, but I'm not taking any tub. This is a development of a one-man spa, and gentlemen have a seat.
Okay, the gentleman was a toilet. Okay, here we go. So gentlemen have a seat was a toilet, as I remember, and then he also had the Dave Gagmount spa. What was that fucking thing called? Dave Gagmount.
But you should think of it as gentlemen have a seat, and I'm inviting the gentlemen and the people because they think it's effeminate, something only strictly for the woo. Thought I would be something Gagmount, number one seat. Yeah, it didn't go down my leg.
Right. Now you put that in a...
It didn't go down my leg. Here is... where was Dave Gagmount? The Wheeler was... This is it. And I think Dave Gagmount had the spa.
Well, I say tomato. This is in a way that we haven't had an agreement, but the mat... Yeah, it's called a massage, right?
It's massage, but if you want to call it massage...
Yeah. And what the Dave Gagmount spa does is it adds a little something to the overall atmosphere here at Wheeler Resort.
And you're in the restaurant tonight, Dean?
We are, Phil. We're in
bathing. And that's when I came up with the idea for the Gagmount spa. And Dean is an old friend of mine. We go back many years in both California.
Know all of that, Dean. We don't...
The background on how to...
The weather's going to be beautiful here. And massages and the exfoliations.
The way that we haven't had an agreement, but the mat... Yeah, it's called a massage, right?
It's massage, but if you want to call it massage.
Yeah. And what the Dave Gagmount spa does...
So you do have... Okay. I you know...
I came up with the Dave Gagmount spa, Mr. Henry, and I was on your program not too long ago, and I was saying it's the Dave Gagmount spa. Now I
have... Can I ask you something, Dave? Have you sold a lot of spas?
I don't want to get into whether I've sold a lot of spas or not.
Yeah, I think we're just asking because of the...
Yeah, you guys never... Don't worry about it, okay? I think... But this guy, Bozell... He's the one. It's a bad idea. He goes, Steve Bozell, why didn't anyone tell me?
That's it. He's blaming Bozell for a bad idea. He's blaming Bozell for a shit idea. Steve, what do you think of that?
I don't know what he's talking about, you know?
I'll tell you what I'm talking about is I heard you with the Steve Bozell show, and you were saying it's Steve Bozell relaxes, and I heard that.
Yeah, and you thought that was a good idea.
I thought it was a good idea. It turned out it didn't work for me at all. It didn't work for me at all.
Did you? You didn't sell a lot of spas.
No, I did not.
Hey, Dave, you know, no offense, anybody could have figured that one out.
Oh, well, and how's that?
Hey, man, when you're going, well, I'll do it. When you're sitting there going, it sounds like you're squeezing a dump out.
What a jip. What a jip that I have to be on a show like this.
All right, man. Dave Gagmount and Steve Bozell. Track number 9. Steve Bozell is... So Dave Gagmount is at the Wheeler Resort. Why not? It's a Wheeler Resort, yeah. So I think that would be the jazz club, right? The gym? Maybe Dave's at the gym. No, Dave is Dave Gagmount Spa, you know? Excuse me. I can smell weed. Somebody in the neighboring environs is smoking dope. Like, it's really skunky, shitty, fucking smelling weed, too. Okay. What am I looking for? Oh, there we go, jazz club. And Steve Bozell is, I don't know, man. Is Steve back in his tub? Oh, that's too loud, man. I don't need that. Where's the other? Bathtub. Oh, come on, motherfucker. Where is it? Where? I think Dave Gagmount comes on as bitching about the fact that I should have been told by your people, the Dave Gagmount Spa, and I advertised it. And I haven't sold one. I've had people, a couple of women came in, and they were out in front of the store with signs saying, Dave Gagmount, no sir, no sir. What are you talking about, man? I'm talking about...
It wasn't a very good plan, Mr. Henry. I blame myself, but by the same token...
Well, what happened?
Well, we tried to sell the spa using the Dave Gag... I had the advertising. I feel it's Dean Wheeler. Dave tried to advertise. I told Dave, and he didn't listen. All right, we can do the one, you know, hey, you win. Wait a minute, Dave, you let me.
So Dean will be on too, and Steve Bozell will jump on and say, it's not my fault, you know. Oh, yeah. How y'all doing? Fuck. What a crazy fucking week, huh? So far, I am leaving for Florida tomorrow morning. Early, Jack. God damn. That fucking west to east time loss thing is just, you know, there's nothing we can do about it, so. Nothing you can do about it. If you lose 3 fucking hours, more, you lose 5 hours. I'm leaving it real early, and I'm getting into FLA at like 2 in the afternoon, you know. But that's just the life. The good news, going back the other way, you pick up all kinds of time. I remember I came back from Florida one morning. My plane left at 8 a.m., and I got home by 10, which was very nice, 10 a. What was the other time? Where was I? Where the fuck was I, man? I was traveling somewhere, and I picked up some really good time. I don't think I've been on an airplane in the last year. I'm trying to think. I went to see Jackie in Florida. We went down to the Keys. That was in June of 2023. Okay. Since then, where have I gone? I don't remember now. I don't remember where the fuck I've been. I know I haven't been to Florida. Jackie came out here in February. When my fucking arm, you know, was like destroyed. But I seem to remember. I fucking cannot think of it. I thought I was on an airplane, but it's not. Okay. Anyway, when Kirby died, man, the travel between California and Florida became much, much less frequent because there was a lot of emotional shit to deal with. You know, that was a tough one, man. Losing a dog. A pet that you've had for 18 years, a very beloved pet too. Kirby was loved by all. He was a great guy. He was an Irish terrier and a great guy. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hello, I'm Phil Henry, and I'm a great guy. I got a website, philhenryshow.com. We put a... Hi, I'm Phil Henry. And you know what?